Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity. 1.21
gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Yeah, I'll let everybody know offline. You just missed a wicked whiskey burp, but what can you do?
It was pretty wicked. It did ring in my eardrums a little bit, and I felt like you were going to throw up a little bit.
It felt like that, but for no good reason. I wish I had a good reason. And like, I was like a whiskey cat that was just like, oh, surly on it. But it's just like, got my good go-to. And then burp burned me up.
I love it.
Well, it's like burp and Ernie.
So you guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode. And this week we're discussing the 1985 adventure comedy film, one of my all-time favorites, The Goonies. Hey, you guys! I can't wait to get into this, JD. Before we dive in the Goonies, though, make sure you guys support us by supporting our sponsor, Five Finger Tees, over at fivefingertees.com. They've got a bunch of amazing t-shirts. I got to imagine there's some Goonies stuff in there. Pick it up. It's all reasonably priced. And use promo code 5OFF at checkout. Save yourself a little coin or a little treasure. I think One-Eyed Willie would appreciate that. While you're doing that, make sure you guys show us a little love. Support the show. Subscribe for free. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. That is the absolute best way to support the show and help us continue to grow. JD, what are your first memories of watching The Goonies?
I honestly don't really remember. I want to say I had to have been about 7 years old and watched it on video at a neighbor's house.
Okay.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. We had fun. We, hey, you guys. Obviously, everyone just, you know, truffle shuffling up and down the block. But I don't know. Like, this movie to you is like a defining childhood movie. This is a movie that I haven't seen in a good 25 years.
Oh, I love it. I think you're going to love this movie. I watch this movie on average, I would say 3 times a year.
So that's like a lot.
Every 3 or 4 months, I'm like, I got nothing to watch. Okay, Goonies, put it on. Why not? You can't go wrong. I probably have watched and listened to the DVD commentary like 20 times. I just can't get enough. I don't know what it is. This is such a huge movie for me. I think this really like captured the imagination. I wanted so badly to go on a treasure hunt and find a treasure. And there just weren't any hidden treasures in Portage, Indiana. They just don't exist, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that'll happen, Portage, Indiana. You're lucky to find an Arby's there.
It's true. We don't have an Arby's.
From the one time I was in Portage, I don't remember an Arby's. But, I mean, for me, Monster Squad was that movie. And I was in the non-popular kid table of movies to be
still
popular.
Are. What?
That'll happen. I mean, and our archives, listen to Monster Squad. We were discussing recently possibly redoing some of our earlier episodes, so maybe we'll have a revitalization of the Monster Squad episode. But the Goonies was it for a lot of kids. Monster Squad was that for me.
No, I could totally see, and I love Monster Squad too, you know that. Yeah, both of those movies were just are amazing and were amazing. Let's just get to it. Let's fire up the trailer. I don't know if I've ever watched an actual trailer for this movie because it came out before we were actually born. So let's go ahead and get on the YouTube, type in The Goonies original trailer, you're looking for the one titled Goonies, The Goonies, 1985 official trailer, Sean Astin, Josh Brolin, adventure movie HD. It has 1 million views and was uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers. I will give a 3-2-1 click countdown and we will watch this together. JD, are you ready?
Let's do it. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. 3-2-1 click.
Steven Spielberg presents The Goonies, a Richard Donner film.
Time, Sean.
Hey, my cousin Matt!
Wow, do you guys realize what we could do?
I don't want to go on any more of your crazy Goonie adventures.
Meet Mikey.
I gotta learn fast.
Rand. Andy.
Shame, shame.
Come on, Rand. Slip with the tongue.
That's disgusting. No, I can't even look.
Mouth. Data.
Boy Bingo!
Ow! Guys, isn't that neat?
And Chunk.
Flopped.
They call themselves the Goonies. They've stumbled onto a legend. But they're not alone.
Chunk, I hope that was your stomach.
No. That's the it.
Sounds like Kong.
Discover what they uncover.
The rubies and emeralds and diamonds?
The lost map.
Oh, I just started the tunnel.
The secret caves. Clues. The treacherous traps.
Hello, Sheriff. I'm at the Lighthouse Lounge, and I want to report a murder.
Just like that last prank about all those little creatures that multiply when you throw water on them.
Take the oath. Join the adventure as Steven Spielberg presents The Goonies, a Richard Donner film.
Okay, JD, start us off. What do you think of the trailer?
It's a pretty solid trailer. It's very appropriate for the time. We're talking 1985. We're talking a kid's movie. We're introducing people, we're having cool music, we're sort of masturbating over Steven Spielberg. I haven't seen this movie in a long time, and I'm very anxious to watch it. I think I'm going to enjoy it. Watching the trailer reminded me of, if you remember, the Monkey Island PC game series. Did you ever play that game?
Gosh, I don't know if I did.
I want to play Monkey Island now.
Okay.
Return to Monkey Island specifically.
So here's my feedback. One, I love the voiceover guy in this. I think it's really, he's got a cool voice. I like that they introduce all the characters and you only see the kids here. You don't see the adults. You don't see the Fratellis. You don't see Sloth. There's still a lot of mystery in the trailer. And I think that's really good because in the 80s, I think, you know, sometimes they could give away a little bit too much with some of the trailers. This one, I don't think it really did. I think it really plays on that. This is an adventure that you're going to follow these kids. You're part of this thing. I'm all in. I loved it.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really great point that you make. And I didn't really think about that until you said it, that it is just focusing on the kids. And this is a kids movie, but written by adults. And it's sort of a small adventure on a big scale. And I think there's a great juxtaposition between those two entities, the youngsters and the old farts. But focusing on the Goonies here, I think is a good move.
Well, let's get into the box office numbers. The Goonie debuted June 7th, 1985. For those counting at home, that's 13 days before I was born. JD, what's your birthday?
we've gone over this because you didn't wish me happy birthday last year.
Yeah, I know. I always miss it.
March 10th.
Okay, so you're about 3 months old.
Thank you.
You're stewing in your own poop-filled diaper. And we've got a runtime here of 90 minutes, so it's a quick watch, distributed by Warner Brothers with a production budget of $19 million. Opening weekend, Goonies was number two at the box office, bringing in $9.1 million. They would repeat in week two as the number two movie, bringing in another 8.3, and the 10-day total, 22 million. JD, what do you think of the first 10 days?
I'm surprised to hear that it came in at number two.
I know, but when I give you a top 10 list, I think you'll know why.
Well, 1985 was probably one of the better years for movies ever.
Yes, absolutely.
Go, give me the list.
Okay. I'm going to save that. I'm going to give you a top 10 for that weekend.
Okay.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Now, do you think the schoolyard effect would be in play here for the Goonies?
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. It's the Goonies. There's no way it wasn't.
Okay. So they would spend 6 weeks inside the top 10 on their way to grossing $61,503,218 domestically. No international box office numbers, but that was good enough to be the ninth highest grossing movie of 1985. Would you like to try and guess the number one movie?
Teen Wolf. No discussion. The end.
You son of a bitch. Now, the star of Teen Wolf was in the number one movie, Back to the Future, in our archives. So yeah, 85 was a great year for movies. Let's talk about the top 10. So that weekend, if we could get into the DeLorean, we've got a lot of great movies to pick from here. So number one movie that week was Rambo, First Blood, Part 2. That's why they had a hard time getting that number one spot. Number two was The Goonies. Number three, Fletch. Number four, A View to Kill. Number five, Perfect. Number six, Brewster's Millions. Number seven, Beverly Hills Cop. Number eight, Witness. Number nine, Police Academy 2, their first assignment. And number 10, Desperately Seeking Susan. Don't know what that is. JD, any standouts for you in the top 10?
Oh, that is a very competitive week. Obviously, Rambo. We have yet to sort of slice our tongue on the Rambo. That'll have to be a future episode.
It has to be. I will tell you this. My dad watched Rambo a lot when I was growing up. I never really got into Rambo, but I think I would have a different appreciation for it now.
See, the first movie is so different than the rest of the franchise. And if I'm not mistaken, it's based on a novel about a Vietnam vet returning home, almost the same way as Travis Bickle and Taxi Driver coming home and adjusting to society. And then Rambo becomes the whole bloodshed and just murder everybody because he can, which is fantastic. Yeah, that'll have to be a future episode. Brewster's Millions, I love. That's a fantastic movie. And I want to say that was on the John Candy poll topic.
It was, yeah.
And it didn't win, but it will happen. We will Brewster's Millions together. Then to have Beverly Hills Cop just spring out there and have a fantastic, such a cool concept of a Detroit cop heading out to Beverly Hills to solve a crime is just so fun and unique. And Eddie Murphy was so big back then.
Yeah, they made a ton of movie with Beverly Hills Cop. This was week 27, and they had made $221 million at that point at the box office. So very, very impressive. That'll have to be on our list because I love Beverly Hills Cop. I've never really gotten into Police Academy. I'm excited for us to get into that at some point.
That'll be so much fun to do. I used to collect the action figures for that. There was so many of them.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Wow. Awesome list of movies. Now let's get into the critic response for Goonies. So as usual, we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to kind of gauge the response. JD, how do you think the critics received the Goonies?
Much like last week's episode, I'm a little uncertain of how to judge what a 1985 critics would have said. We just watched the trailer, and the trailer is very kid-centric. It's very focused on the adventure, which I think is probably off-putting to some critics to come into this movie to be like, I don't want to see Wishbone. I don't want to see a kid-friendly, we can do anything, kids rule, girl power kind of a movie, which is my take in 2019 versus in 1985. That was probably a different mentality that was very much embraced. There were so many movies like this that came out. So I feel like while the trailer probably spelled out a certain story, that critics probably came out very happy to see this movie. It's, from what I remember, a very good movie. It's well acted. It's very cool. It's very original. And while the video game did suck, the movie performed well. And I think the critics responded to the tune of 82%.
Okay. Surprisingly, it's lower than that. They actually came in at 70.
Woof.
Audience response, 91. So, yeah.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah, you're in the middle. So I'll give you the good review first. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 3 out of 4 stars and said, "The Goonies is a smooth mixture of the usual ingredients from Steven Spielberg action movies, made special because of the high-energy performances of the kids who have the adventures." JD, what do you think about that review?
I think the key words in there are high-energy performance, and that's exactly what The Goonies brings, and that's why I think the audience responds so nostalgic and so same in the same regard energetic about this movie. Because I mean, you say you watch this 3 to 4 times a year?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to recapture that high energy that these kids put out there.
Yep, definitely. Now, Dave Kerr was not as positive. He said, "It's a charmless exercise. Director Richard Donner turns the kids into shrieking ferrets, and his jumpy cutting seems to lag behind the action deliberately in a curious attempt to make the film seem more chaotic and cluttered." What do you think?
It seems like more of a technical critique.
Right.
Which I would take that with a grain of salt, and I would say, you know, if that's what you're watching and that's what you're looking at and you're going to critique Donner's direction, you can't argue with that because it's not a cinematic masterpiece. It's a it's a genre era. It's will always be this film from 1985 that defined the childhood for countless children across America.
Yeah. So in that case, Dave Kerr, you're wrong. And I hate you. So JD, what are you looking forward to most when we dive into the full review?
I definitely, for me, it's, I haven't seen this movie in such a long time. Like, I more recently played the video game, and the video game sucks. It is so bad. So that's my last memory of this, is just trying to just navigate through that first level where you're just like, what is going on? And all of a sudden you fall down a cavernous pit, and just, I want to be reacquainted with this movie. I want to reimagine as an adult losing myself in that childhood fantasy and the mystery and the adventure that they find themselves, which is sort of the American dream in reverse, you know? It's right. Not the death of a salesman. We're talking about the American dream from a child's point of view, where you could find the adventure leading you to the pot of gold and giving you unfamed riches and untold fortunes. And it's just, to me, that's cool. And I want to revisit that.
I am looking forward to pretty much everything. I think the one thing I'm going to pay attention to most, though, is going to be the connection of the kids, the way they interact together, and then the great performances from the Fratellis. Veteran actors and actress, and I think they knock it out of the park as the bad guys here. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and CastBox. All full episodes will be up on YouTube. Drop us a review. We're on Facebook, Twitter. Everything's at Back in Time Pod. Tweet us, like us, thumbs up us. Burp at JD. He's at Unjust Justin. I'm at KAutry29. It's time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and we will return back to present day. We'll talk to you later in the week. See ya.
Hey, totally on subject, but off subject, is the rock band the Fratellis in any way related to this movie?